Hello, Taurus, and welcome to Cosmophilia. You belong here. Your 2015 annual reading. Eric Francis, very happy to be with you today. Boxing Day, 26th of December, 2014. Quiet Christmas time this year. Nice to have this extra day. I'm beginning these readings with going back in time and looking at how it is that we got here. And I have some thoughts about the current era of your life, which, like a number of the signs, goes back to Pluto's arrival in Capricorn in 2008. It's a fairly convenient marker, especially for an Earth sign. But I want to talk about further back. Let's go back billions of years. I know that's unusual for an astrology reading to go back billions of years, but let's go back billions of years to the formation of the Earth and assume for a second that when the Earth coalesced or spewed out of the sun or whatever it quite did, it certainly was made or created, that there was a process involved in getting the material, the matter, the star stuff, the elements on Earth ready to take the form of life. Now, this is a thought I don't really hear very much, but I do think about it quite a bit, which is this, what you might think of as a quickening process of material, like the substance, being able to take self-animated form. What is that? How does that happen? Well, it happens. And I believe as well that it is still happening in different ways on different levels, but that same process of getting the clay ready to take on its animated form, movement, intelligent, self-aware, is a process that is happening, ongoing on this planet, in every person, in every molecule. The Earth is a special place for its ability to diversify into so many forms of life. And each unique entity is a one-of-a-kind form of life. Now, let's go back 8 years, excuse me, 6 years, to the arrival of Pluto in Capricorn, your fellow Earth sign, a sign that represents what you might think of as the substance that was here when we arrived, the things we think of as always having been here, like mountain ranges. You look at a mountain range and you don't think, wow, that thing is moving, it's squirming around, it's pushing up from the Earth, it's wearing down measurably every year. Really don't think about that, but that is Capricorn. Capricorn is the process that seems to be still, but is actually moving and can be seen over the kind of, if you look at each frame of time going by, maybe skip a few, you can see that it develops, this picture develops. And what we have with Pluto's arrival is an acceleration of the development of Capricorn. Capricorn is your ninth house, the house of belief, the house of religion, the house of contact with what many religions and spiritual paths call the higher self. And you were born with all this stuff there that you kind of inherited from existence. Stuff you could take for granted. Stuff that was always there, or so it seemed, and unchanging, and so it seemed. And then Pluto entered the picture and began what I will call a rapid disassembly of your beliefs. A rapid disassembly of all of the underlying thought processes that you had taken for granted. And so these past 6 or so years, a little bit more, and by the way, there was kind of a test run of this between late 2001 and mid 2005, a kind of a dress and tech rehearsal of the whole thing, which in some ways predicts the life that you have now and shows you the various options, the various possibilities for what you can do with this opportunity that you have now. But Pluto actually comes at material that is in existence and actually takes it apart and splits it up into its constituent elements and lets you see, in this case, what you believe. There is no more taking for granted what you believe. And this kind of a breakdown of belief systems can be extremely difficult, it can be painful, and it can be utterly liberating. Because when you reach a certain point of spiritual development, it becomes plainly obvious that you are limited only by your beliefs, and that in some way you and everyone else occupies your beliefs as if it's a kind of a room or house, a structure of some kind. And there are many things about life that don't fit inside that structure. And so this process of what on one hand looks like demolition and on the other hand looks like not taking things for granted and on another hand looks like accelerated growth is very real and places you in a vulnerable position of not having prefabricated concepts to fall back on all the time. Things about right and wrong, dogma that can come through any number of things, political concepts, religious concepts, spiritual concepts, educational concepts, things that were in some ways conditioned into you, basically, as if that's just the way that it always was. And suddenly, the way that it always was is not the way that it is. And then suddenly, as you start to become liberated from things that you believed for a very long time, things that seemed absolutely unchangeable, indelible, intractable, unmoving, mountain ranges start to move all of a sudden. They start to crumble and reveal other things that were behind them, things that you may have never suspected were there, things you might have had a clue might be there. And then suddenly these structures are reforming. And this basically is the deepest level that we can say your astrology is working on, that there is this, in a sense, a kind of an undermining of every belief you took for granted. And as that's happening, there are corresponding major changes going on in society that are exactly parallel to these deep inward personal changes. Only it's just not that easy to see that that's what's changing, that really what's changing are beliefs and what we've always taken for granted. And we are all, to some extent, in this era, being compelled to accept that there's very little that we can take for granted. The pace of change is incredible right now, and there are developments happening that are in many ways invisible, because that is the nature of these kind of changes, that when you're stuck right in the middle of them, thrust right into the middle of them, it just seems like that's the way things are, and yet it's not the way things always are. There's a profoundly formative moment. And as the belief structures in your own mind get dismantled, and as teachings and supposed knowledge that you thought you could take for granted kind of goes away, something else is revealed, and that something else is perhaps difficult to approach. It is also in some ways hauntingly familiar and has a feeling of the you that you always thought that you were. Said in psychological terms, basically what we're doing is replacing religion with direct religious experience. Not the story about the thing that happened 2,000 or 5,000 years ago, but the actual event itself, the actual revelation of what all of these ideas and dogmas are supposed to stand for. There is actually something, and that something is now very boldly coming through for you. But make no mistake, it is restless. And it is also, in some ways, similar to some inherent quality that you already have, where there is a constant forging of, melting down of, casting of, hammering of, the fabricating of something about you that is being made and remade over a very long period of time. And yet the point you are at now is that point right where the material of the planet is ready to be infused with the animating force of life. Right at that point in evolution. And I think that there are many parallels. And this whole evolutionary journey that this planet is on is perilous. There are no guarantees. And at many times, there is a narrow passage that is passed through, that it's not possible for everyone to pass through. But you are doing it. You intend to make this whole journey, and you are making this whole journey, and something real is coming out that in the past was a kind of a concept that you were handed and told was supposed to be real, but really there was no direct evidence of that given. You were made to accept it, and now the reality is showing itself to you. This reality of who you are, of what you are, of what you are capable of, is showing itself to you. I'm talking about Pluto in Capricorn. Pluto in Capricorn is working in concert with another transit, the main transit that has brought you to this time, which is Uranus in Aries working with Pluto in Capricorn. And the Aries angle of your chart, as I've said in many different annual readings, is a place where you dependably seek self-identity, but where it's very easy to deny self-identity. It's also a place where you seek something that is authentically a beginning point of yourself, yet which serves at the same time as a kind of a delta for all other beliefs and remnants of karma, let's say, to flow into. And your ability to reinvent yourself or to discover yourself is often hazed over in a kind of denial that's a combination of family lineage and what I would call multiple incarnation accumulated karma in the form of ideas about yourself. And you have two of the more kind of amazing, shocking, subversive, potent influences shaking up this idea of who you are and possibly stirring up considerable chaos. Uranus in Aries and Eris in Aries. And this too is leading to a vast uncertainty factor. And why this kind of multiplied sense of uncertainty, uncertainty of orthodoxy in any form, uncertainty of even just this seemingly simple idea of oneself is so vital to those born with a strong Taurus chart, sun, rising, moon, for example, is that the stability and certainty factor of Taurians is so powerful that to change everything, to shake up everything that is hidden, everything that is underground, everything that is taken for granted, to move around the entire landscape and to shake up everything that has been coded over who you are, to make plain every form of denial, has got to be kind of wild. And then at the same time, feel like something that you've wanted to happen for a long time is finally happening, but there may be those days that you're not sure that you want it to happen. And there are things that you've wanted to happen and you thought they might happen a certain way, and they're happening in a slightly different way or very different way, but they are happening. And all you can do is take what is transpiring and assess it in the moment for what it is. And that is an incredible gift, because it is, in a sense, in a very direct way, a gift from being liberated from the past and having to constantly be confronted by what is true now, what the moment is now, and to engage your ability to dance with the present time now without being able to lean back on too much of what was true in the past. And there may be moments where you're living between two worlds and where it seems like the beliefs that you used to have, that other people around you have, that lead to values, ways of life, patterns of living, patterns of communication, patterns of adherence to certain dogmas and religious beliefs, for example, and conditioning. You look at other people and you can see how oppressive that is. And I think those may be some of the moments where you realize how fortunate your life is, how amazing it is that you have been able to do this thing, to embark on this journey that in many ways is against all odds. And if you can stick with this, you will remain in tune with the times in which you're alive and become ever more closely synchronized to the times in which you're alive and have some astonishing options available to you And yet the interesting thing is that very little of this is likely to be prefabricated. It's a little like the way in which society is changing, in that there's ever fewer actual jobs, full-time jobs, for example, where there used to be these kind of slots everyone would fit in, and you would choose a career and choose a slot and choose a corporation and stay in your slot on your path, on your kind of mobility path of this promotes to that manager and that promotes to that manager. If I accomplish that, I get to be that. And then all this kind of like, you know, working for the Department of Environmental Conservation. This whole reality certainly still exists some places, but many places it's being taken apart. And the result of these prefabricated paths being torn apart is that individual people have many more opportunities to express their individual selves, but must embody the internal structures that support activity, productive activity, that support productive self-economy, that make work translatable into, you know, for example, enough money to buy food and shelter and some prosperity on top of that. So you are kind of your life is like a laboratory of the changes that society is going through now, because all of these things that were taken for granted are no longer easily available or available at all. And they are compelling you to become something that you've always possessed inside and that you now have the space and the freedom to become. In a sense, there is no longer any separation possible between identity and activity for you. That identity must fuse completely with activity, and you must become the very thing that you do as you do it, and the becoming and the doing are the same thing. And it's nearly impossible to say, oh, well, I've become that and I do that, because the becoming is still happening and the doing is always happening. And there is not exactly a kind of a hookup and a kind of a resting place, but rather a dynamic that you can attain where you just keep walking and juggling the balls at the same time. And when the movement and the juggling become synchronized, there's a kind of a balance you can create that is the new concept of stability. It's not the stability of a fixed dynamic, but rather the stability of an ever-moving dynamic. And as the Uranus-Pluto square begins to pull away this year, begins to separate, now for 7 iterations of the Uranus-Pluto square between June of 2012 and March of 2015. So as the Uranus-Pluto square, sorry, that was a fire engine that pulled up in front of my house, begins to separate, and the Aries part of the Uranus-Pluto square takes the lead, the self-inventive part of this aspect for you begins to run ahead of the dismantle the old stuff aspect. Think of this as having 2 main parts. One part, Pluto in Capricorn, is saying we must take apart all of the old things, must examine them and break them down and let the natural forces and the weather crack them down. The Uranus in Aries part is saying that there is a shake-up, but that shake-up is fundamentally creative and inventive. And over the past 6 years, the dismantling part of that has been the leading edge, the main thing that was done, the taking away the old, the letting go of old patterns. Now, the edge of this, the leading edge of this, the storm front, as it were, is the invention of, development of, self-creation of, self-discovery. That becomes the thing that leads, and it leaves the other process still working. That process, Pluto and Capricorn, that's going to go on until 2025. But now the need to express outwardly something new is accelerating rapidly for you. And this is just at the beginning. You ain't seen nothing yet. We're talking about a self-discovery process of truly epic proportions, particularly as the Uranus-Eris conjunction happens over the next few years, and then all of this being a kind of a vibration rising experiment, a preparing the matter, preparing the clay, preparing the elements of the earth to be light enough and vibrationally sensitive enough to support life. And then the really big event happens when Uranus enters your sign for the first time on May 15th, 2018, coming right up. That's just in a little more than 3 years. And all of this that I'm describing, it goes even faster, and the self-becoming, self-discovery phase takes a whole new dimension. But all of this, what you're doing now, the dismantling these beliefs and experiences, and knowing when the big part of this is the psychology of other people, the dogmas of other people that you had no idea you were necessarily following, living within the belief structures of other people. This is a big thing that we do. What is the limit on what my dad thought was possible? Well, how do I know I'm not just stuck inside some belief that he had and can't exceed his own belief and reach my own potential? Well, all of that dismantling is absolutely necessary, and it's one of the things that's happening now. And basically, these things are being torn down like they were never there. At the same time, you are accelerating in your growth and your self-discovery process. The thing about the next 3 years is that because this is a 12th house experience, the sign before your sign, which is kind of like the hidden sign that you are, it is possible to veil the whole thing in a kind of denial and pretend that it's not happening, to pretend these revelations are not happening, to pretend they're not real, to make believe that you're not really becoming this much wilder person than you thought you were, more adventurous, more bold, more inventive, far less cautious. It's possible to pretend that you're not becoming all of these things, when in fact you actually are becoming these things, and the level to which, the degree to which they feel real to you, to which they seem real and become real, is your degree of attention to them and your willingness to go along with this process of becoming. To you, it may feel extremely radical. Then on the other hand, you may be accustomed to this somewhat by now, realizing that, well, certainly in comparison to the people who knew you 5 or 10 years ago, you have become a radically different person. You have embodied something completely, what may seem like unexpected. And yet, when you look objectively at the world around you and the ways in which the world is changing and the ways in which morals are changing, ethics are changing, and many things are changing and no longer able to just snap into place like they used to, well, what you're experiencing is absolutely a natural thing. Now, I'm pondering all this that I've been saying, during which, when the fire truck arrived a couple of minutes ago, I stepped downstairs, waiting for the next fire truck to come, making sure it wasn't my own building that was involved, turned out to just be a false fire alarm, thinking, this is pretty spiritual stuff. This is not exactly like where should you go on vacation type of astrology, or as my friend Francis Dunnery used to say, all people want to know about from astrology is, when am I going to get laid? And I happen to think that's a really good question. I think that is a question that is a sign of evolutionary thinking, because it is a return to something so central, so essential. And hey, where to go on vacation? Well, mountains, high places. That's what I would suggest. And I mean like really high places. Yeah, you know, Killington, Vermont, and all this stuff. And, you know, there's a couple of nice Rocky Mountains out there. I'm thinking go somewhere really high where you can look around and see, hey, the high Rockies are fucking amazing, and see what is all around you and look at that landscape and think of that landscape as a work in progress. As for the sex piece, that is interesting because it is the process of self-becoming that is changing your sense of self, that is changing your sense of your sexuality to the point where you have become a kind of transformation experience for the people who feel you. You are changing so fast that there is no way that another person can engage with you sexually and not also pick up some of that momentum, some of that heat, some of that fire. Sexuality is a procreative act, and it doesn't just mean making babies. It means that sex makes whatever it is the people are thinking of when they make the sex, that it is a fundamentally creative kind of a churn that multiplies whatever it is going on and conveys it, that it's kind of like the process we're in is contagious. Sex is a vector. It's a vector of all kinds of things. One of the things it's a vector of is growth. And when someone engages with you sexually, they are involving themselves with, commingling with your rapidly accelerating spiritual process. And so you have begun to, in a very bold way, both become and take on the identity of a transformational healer, someone who assists others in ways that don't necessarily need that many words, in focusing inwardly on their self-transformative process. If there's such a thing as stuck, you in your current incarnation are the exact opposite of what that is. Any notion that Taurus just kind of stays put, even though I still think it's funny that no Taurian I've ever known has actually ever moved house. They all seem to be, no matter how long I know a Taurus person, they all live in the same place they were on the day that I met them, even if it was 25 years ago or 5 years ago, still there. But inside that space, inside that kind of symbolic, modest container, there is incredible movement and activity. I haven't figured out quite what it is with the stability of place things of Taurians. It is just so hilarious. Where the meeting of the inner metaphor of transformation and the outer metaphor of the space that you occupy encounter one another as a transformation of physical space. Now, that concept leads me straight to Vesta, and I'll conclude on that note for this section. There is another concept of space that you occupy, which is space in the consciousness of the group that surrounds you. Space in the collective, shall we say. Space as a role, space as a leadership function, and space as an environment that's much, much larger than your immediate physical environment that you occupy could set to be your community. And this by far is the most vital concept of the space that you occupy in the world, is the impression that you, your process of change, your process of growth, your experience of self-becoming has the word vector keeps coming to mind, vector-like quality, a kind of a cascading effect on consciousness around you. And one of the most vital themes of the coming 4 months, and indeed considerably longer because one of these points involved is just making its entry into your opposite sign, Scorpio, and it's going to be there for decades, is all about the consciousness of family, of groups, and of a kind of attractive force. And there are similar things going on in your solar 11th house, which is Pisces, where there are a great many planets gathering that are focused on specifically spiritually transformative experiences. These include Nessus, Neptune, Chiron, Borysici, and the ultimate planet of space, occupying space, organization of space, Vesta. But this is now in a public place. It's almost as if you are becoming a kind of a public feature, which is in turn becoming an organizing principle around which other things become organized. Your ability to maintain your process, your ability to grow, become, and transform is very much an influence on the culture that you occupy. And this is one reason why it is vital that you fully embrace this process of becoming what you do, of leaving absolutely no space for hypocrisy between what you believe and what you do. And it's one reason why I would say that the planets in their majesty are so generous in giving you the power of destruction over outmoded beliefs, power of destruction over dogma. I mean, so many people we wish would just have their old, stupid, dysfunctional beliefs demolished, like Dick Cheney. Like, why is it that you still believe, Dick Cheney, that it's okay to torture people and you're willing to say that? Maybe the problem is in adherence to dogma, a dogma that might have been valid in, when was it ever valid? But it remains stuck. You not only lack that luxury of that kind of thing that's not really a luxury, you possess a crucial, amazing spiritual tool of being able to basically tear down, burn up, clear out of the way, open space, renew, renovate outmoded belief systems. And this is working hand in glove with the ability to say, this is who I must be today. I must discover this person who I know I am inside and become that ongoing, now, as I've said, set free from the process of taking apart the past, added to the approach of something major developing in you that is really a 3-year process to get to that breakthrough point. So, to put it simply, all of this spiritual preparation is heading somewhere. It is heading somewhere very distinct. It's just not quite easy to put into words what that is. And if you're attentive now to your growth process, to your experience of being, becoming, and doing as one thing, this will be a relatively easy path. In many ways, most of the worst is over. Most of the getting used to the fact that all this past stuff is just pointless and doesn't exist and these ideas are just not useful, and the sensation of not being the same person 2 days in a row, the hard part of that is over. You have gotten used to this type of movement and this kind of change, and that momentum is the thing that is really so challenging to attain in the first place. And I believe that you are there, and that in many ways you are way ahead of where you think that you are. Okay, I'm going to take a break and a breath and return with part 2 of your reading in a digital instant.